The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. We're going to need more lights. This is what we've told each other at Friedland numerous times while building our first float ever for Silver Bells. I'll tell you, 5,000 LED lights seems like a lot, until they're spread out on a 40-foot flatbed trailer. Regardless, we're really excited to participate this year. Our float is called Recycling, a Gift to the World. We've wrapped bales of various commodities that we process for recycling at Friedland, like paper and aluminum, with mesh lighting, and made giant bows to place on them so they resemble gift boxes. They are indeed our gifts to the world. It's amazing to think each one of the bales we create at Friedland will eventually be made into something new, and in a much more economical way than mining those commodities out of the ground. The bales of paper could easily become new stationery or books. A bale of copper or aluminum could easily become part of the next space shuttle. We also made trees out of skeletal plate steel that's left over from places like automotive manufacturers that stamp parts. It's similar to when you use a cookie cutter to make cookies, and you can remold the surrounding dough that's left over to make more cookies or something else. Rather than throwing the leftover steel away, automotive manufacturers sell that material to places like us, who then process it for recycling. I'm sure it'll be cold, but hopefully you can stop by to see us in the parade this Friday. We're 52nd in line out of 77 floats. That's a lot of lights shining on Lansing. And, as we get ready to celebrate the Festival of Lights, we wish the best for everyone as we enter the holiday season. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.